Joining us on PFW in Progress is Devin McCourty. Hey, Devin.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem.
What you up to?
Nothing. Just working out, hanging out with the guys. It's always fun to be back around and having everyone around. So we've just been catching up and working out, trying to get better.
So you look forward to getting back. It's not like, oh, God, I got to get back.
No, I think I'm one of the fortunate guys that came in the league with the new CBA. So we get a nice little break. So when you come back, you feel like it's time to be back.
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, people look at it, you know, the hardcores, well, they're not here enough. But at the same time, you come back with maybe more refreshed and a better attitude.
Yeah, I don't think any player is ever going to complain about having too much time away. So,
but you start to miss it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. You need. And I think it's always good to come back and get in the structure and to be able to work out with your teammates, the guys you're going to take the field with the next season. I think all guys work out on their own back in, you know, whatever towns they're in. But it's good to be back working out with the guys.
So did you actually leave town at all, to go back to New Jersey or anything?
Yeah, I went back, and I also went to Nashville to visit my brother. Mm-hmm. So you get to do a lot of different things, and then you come back, and it's grinding time.
Yeah. You have your snappy McCourty Twins football camp T-shirt on. So
yeah.
Where are you and Jason? Where do you guys run the camp out of?
We actually have we're doing a camp this year, a football camp on June 22nd in Nyack, New York. And then we're doing a 5K walk for sickle cell in Jersey City in New Jersey on June 9th. So we've been doing a lot and staying competitive with it, with our race. We're seeing who raises more money and
right.
whoever loses that bet.
I want to get into that 5K run, because I want to get the tell people the whole thing about it, the competition.
Andy, you're going to run that?
Yeah.
That's nothing for you. Andy just ran the marathon, so that's nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. nothing.
I want to get into that whole thing in a second, but I also want to get your reaction on the whole Darrell Revis deal. I mean, did that, you know, were you surprised by that at all?
I wouldn't say I was really surprised. You knew he was probably going to get a lot of money, and I think it's good for him. You know, he's a great player, and new star in Tampa, so when you see that news, you're just happy for a guy and
happy that he's out of the division, right?
I don't play offense.
He doesn't shut me down.
Yeah, so I mean, no, it's good for him, but you know, I think most of our focus is what's going on here.
Now, will you be paying close attention to the draft, because now an AFC East rival, they're big players. The Jets in the first round, they have picks at 9 and 13. As a result of this trade with Revis, are you going to be paying attention to the draft to seeing what they do with those picks?
No, not really. I mean, I don't, you know, pay too much attention to it. I watch it a little bit, hoping to see some of my guys from college get drafted and, you know, other guys I've met throughout this process. But it's always cool, you know, you really don't think about other teams. It's always cool, you know, from our standpoint, to see different guys we get to bring in. And, you know, it's like your new little brothers out of joining the family. So that's always cool to
see. There's an outside linebacker from Rutgers.
Yeah, Kasim Green?
Yeah, Kasim Green.
Yeah, he's projected in like the second round, I think.
Yeah.
So well, give us a little scouting.
There's
report
a handful of Rutgers guys. Is Green the one that
The highest rated guy, him and Logan Ryan, the corner. So
give me a scouting report on Green.
He's a playmaker, and you know, I enjoyed watching him. Just a guy that, you know, he won conference defensive player of the year back to back year. So he's a guy that you put him out there, he's gonna make plays, interceptions, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries. He's made so many plays throughout his college career. I can't wait to see him in the
NFL. You think he can play outside linebacker or defensive end? Can he switch back and forth, do you think?
I think if someone put him to it, he probably could. I think if you watch him right now, I don't know if he would say that. I don't think he's played any defensive end, but he's been mostly a stand-up outside linebacker. So I think he's a guy that can do a lot of different things on the football field, though.
Yeah, he's been getting some good press.
And Logan Ryan was the guy who took over your spot over there, right?
Yeah, that guy's like my little brother. I remember when he came in, sat right by me in the meetings, and you know, while I was there, just trying to teach him a bunch of different things that I've learned from older guys. And it's definitely cool to see him come up and, you know, being talked about in, you know, first round, second round, and having a chance to live out his dream. He's a very hard worker, physical corner. So I wish him nothing but the best and can't wait to see where he goes.
All right.
How do you feel about kind of switching gears a little bit, just the Rutgers situation, you know, moving conferences and stuff? Have you thought about that at all? Is it kind of strange?
Well, no, I've been talking trash to every Big Ten guy in the locker room, so I can't wait till the move actually happens. I think it's 2014 where we start to play in those conference games, so I could talk trash to Zoltan and guys like Jake Ballard. So I can't wait. And I already told Tavon that Illinois has no chance. No chance.
All right, so tell me about this 5K run walk that you've got going on in New Jersey, because it's interesting. It's not just a check. You have a competition going on with your brother as a way to raise money. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's cool. We're raising money for, you know, kids and that have the sickle cell disease to get better education, to go on to college. So we thought it would be cool and a better way to actually raise money to have Team DMAC versus Team JMAC. So we're both trying to raise more money. If you go on TackleSickleCell.org.
TackleSickleCell.org.
Yeah, yep. You can join whichever team you would like. I'm sure that my team is going to kill his team, but we're making it a competition. Hopefully he does all right in it, but we're going to compete, and whoever loses is going to fly to that city. I shouldn't say whoever loses. When he loses, he's going to fly here.
Right.
And he's going to dress
they don't
up.
Have the internet in Tennessee.
Yeah, they don't have
know,
money.
So
they
got a big advantage.
The internet?
They have country music there. He's going to fly here. He's going to dress up as Pat Patriot. And you can come
oh,
visit
God. Oh, that is nice.
Take a picture with him. He'll sign some autographs. So it should be cool.
Oh, all right. So everybody listening, you got to go to TackleSickleCell.org. Join Devin's team.
Yeah, Team DMAC.
Give some money. And have him win so that Jason comes up here and makes a fool of himself.
And if you're in Jersey City in the area, you can join Team DMAC and you can come walk slash run with me. So I'm not just going to try to raise more money to him. I want to cross the finish line before him as well. So we want a total Team DMAC slash Patriots win on June 9th in Jersey City.
That's awesome.
This will definitely put you over the top.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a lot of listeners in that tri-state area.
I think he's laughing at us.
No, I'm laughing because I think they only have the Nashville area on their
like
radio
Fred
station.
Said, I'm not even sure they have electricity. Never mind the internet.
Right.
So tell us what your day is like now in the off season. What are you doing? Is it mostly just working out? Are you watching film? What are you doing?
No, right now it's just mostly working out. And you know, one cool thing about how the off season set up now, it just has different phases. You know, we come in now, we work out, we're together as a group, we talk a little football, just the players. So right now, I think it's big. You know, it's just the players, you know, working out together, doing different things together. And then I'm not sure what the date is, but then, you know, the phase two starts where the coaches are allowed to get more involved and where we'll start watching film together as a group discussing things. And, you know, the coaches get to come on the field for whatever period of time.
Right.
So it's a good segue. And then we'll be into the OTAs where we're actually out there practicing against each other and really getting to, you know, develop as a defense and, you know, as an offense and as a team, really. So all this stuff with the different phases, I think, works well for a team.
So right now, Harold's kind of your coach, Harold Nash, right?
Yeah, and him and Moses. So, yeah. And they're guys that they know the game of football. They don't just know weight. So we're able to do a lot of different things in our training to get us better as football players, not just stronger and faster.
I know with Coach Belichick, you never get really comfortable, but can you afford to let yourself say, I'm a safety now? Or do you always have to sort of wonder what Bill's got in store for you?
I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, just trying to be able to play anything they ask, you know, if it's corner, if it's safety. I've played both, so I can't come with that excuse. I don't know how to play that position. So now it's just staying open and being able to do both in a time like this where, you know, you're not really working on a certain position. You're just working out to, you know, get better at your different skill sets. It's a good time for me to, you know, just work out and do a bunch of different things. So whenever the time comes, whatever the position is, I'll be ready.
So when the season ends and you start thinking about the next season, are you one of those guys that say, you know, if there's one thing that I want to improve on for next season, it's this? Is there something there that, you know, you are setting your mind to, I want to get better at, you know, X this year?
Yeah, I think every player does that. You sit down and, you know, for us, it's, we'll always go over with our coaches and to be able, and, you know, for me, every year, I wish it could only be one thing, but it's there's always a series and a group of things that you want to work on, and, you know, you put that in your head and you work towards those things. So
yeah,
I like to try to keep them private just so I don't throw out all my weaknesses.
Gotcha.
And physically, you're feeling good?
Getting better each day. So an off season is a good time to really take it day by day and work out. And, you know, for me with my shoulder, just go in and rehab every day and try to get it better. So it's moving along and it's doing better, just trying to stay at that progress.
So schedule came out last week. Do you pay attention to now you already you knew who you're going to play, but now you know the order. Do you look at that and start, okay, we got this team first, or do you not care?
You forget it. Yeah. I mean, I remember that we play certain teams, but I couldn't tell you the order of the team. So
too early.
And you know, since I've been here, we've always played a tough schedule. So it's not like we can go and circle four games where we feel like we have to come and play. It's always a tough schedule. So we know we got to be ready to go.
Okay. Yeah, but not the Jets, though. You know you can overlook that. I mean, you can be honest, which is just us.
That's always a heated rivalry. Last year, we went to overtime.
Have you been able to talk with Adrian Wilson at all? Have you had any communication with him?
Yeah, he's integrating in our system great, you know, as far as, you know, with the guys and that whole bonding. You know, it doesn't take much for our group to kind of get you going with us. I think it might have been the second day we nicknamed him the Incredible Hawk, given to him by Marquise Cole. So he's right along with us, laughing and joking. And I can't wait till we're all able to get out there on the field and really start putting it together.
Just with that dynamic in the secondary, last year at this time, you know, you think about from then to now, the way you finished the season, how much different it was. How much easier will it be to sort of go in? You know that you have four, five, six guys that were together that hadn't played. You have Aqib now, you know, starting the season instead of just finishing it. You have a guy like Steve Gregory who came as a free agent. You bring Adrian in, but you're here. Alfonso's here.
Arrington.
Kyle Arrington, who we had on the show last week, is back. Is that sort of comforting to know that you have a core group of secondary guys that know how to play with each other? They've been together now for a little bit.
Yeah, it's great because now I think you come in with kind of a foundation already built. And now, you know, when we go out there and take the field, we're going to expect more of ourselves. The coach is going to expect more of us. So now we're actually starting from somewhere instead of, you know, like you said, last offseason where you got a lot of new moving pieces. And even with Aqib coming during the season, it was kind of like, you know, just get him out there and catch him up to as much as you can and, you know, make sure he knows enough to be able to be out there. And, you know, fortunate enough for us, he picked up a lot of stuff and was able to be out there playing. But now, you know, we're able to start with some type of foundation and just build. So I think it's on us to really take advantage of this opportunity. You know, it's there for us, but it's not going to kind of build itself. We have to really take advantage of it.
All right, Devin, I really appreciate you coming by, and I want to repeat, it's tacklesicklecell.org.
Yep.
That's how you get involved. You can also follow the whole thing at TackleSC.
Yep.
At TackleSC. And I will personally blame all the listeners on this show if Devin doesn't overwhelmingly win this thing.
Yeah, what's your punishment if God forbid?
I'm going to have to go to Nashville and dress up as this T-Rack guy. So
yeah, let me see that can't happen.
But yeah, we don't want that. We don't want me to be down on Broadway dressed up as a T-Rack or whatever. Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever that. We don't want
that. At least we know what they don't even know what their mascot is. It's like this. All right, so Devin, thanks a lot. Good luck with your 5K run and good luck with the off season getting ready for the season.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for having me on today.
Thanks.
All right, Devin McCourty, let's take a break and we'll be right back.